I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. After winning Wimbledon for the second time, British tennis star Andy Murray was determined to enjoy this victory more than he did the first.
It's different. I feel happier this time. I feel more content this time. I feel like this was sort of more for myself.
And after a night dancing with celebrities and drinking champagne at a London nightclub until dawn, it seems he kept his promise in full. He began the evening at the Champions Dinner in the Guildhall before making his way to a West End club where Murray reportedly spent thousands of pounds behind the bar and a celebration that included bottles of champagne decorated with sparklers. Earlier, American Serena Williams won her 7th Wimbledon title, her 22nd overall. She's tied with German great Steffi Graf and second behind Margaret Court, who has 24 overall Grand Slam titles.
Once I started focusing more on the positives, I realized that I'm pretty good, and then I started playing a little better.
Team USA will send one of its most decorated and competitive women's gymnastics teams to next month's Rio 2016 Olympic Games as it attempts to defend its Olympic team gold medal for the first time in history. The team is led by three-time all-around world champion Simone Biles, who is already the most decorated U.S. gymnast. She'll be making her Olympic debut in Rio.
Every time I go into a competition, I just try to hit the best routines that I can. And so to me, being a favorite, like, what does that do to me if I call myself the favorite? It's not like it boosts my self-esteem or anything. It's just a label.
Gabby Douglas and Allie Raceman returned to the Olympic team after winning both team and individual golds at the London Olympic Games 4 years ago. Douglas says she's matured in 4 years and is looking forward to another Olympic competition.
Now, I've gained a lot of experience and learned a lot and matured over the years, but so far I'm feeling good, body's feeling good. Finally feeling good? Ready.
First-time Olympian Lori Hernandez is picking up tips from her more experienced teammates.
These girls, they have so much experience, and I'm kind of acting as if I have the experience too, just so I could be on the same mental page as them, and it's definitely working.
To protect everyone visiting Rio de Janeiro for the Olympics from the Zika virus, Rio 2016 is providing off mosquito repellent. That means nothing to the 7 of the world's top 20 men's golfers who are choosing to skip the Olympic golf tournament. Irish golfer Rory McIlroy has his perspectives clear on skipping the Olympics.
I don't feel like I've let the game down at all. I mean, it's not, you know, I didn't get into golf to try and grow the game. I tried to get into golf to win championships and win major championships.
American Jordan Spieth struggled with the Zika threat.
This was harder than trying to decide what university you go to, whether to turn professional and leave school. This was something I very much struggled with. I bounced back and forth with.
But he feels the overall future to compete in Olympic golf is good.
I do hope to play in 4 or 5, name it, Olympics representing the United States in the future if I have the opportunity.
American Patrick Reed is ready to go.
I look forward to going over and represent my country. Anytime I can wear red, white, and blue, it's going to be a great opportunity.
Reed says he's comfortable with the plans for the Rio Games.
I was able to talk to the right people and figure out everything that's going on and what the plans are for our team. So, you know, we feel comfortable, so we're going to go over and have a good time.
The 2016 Olympics will be taking place during Brazil's winter. That's a time when mosquito populations are in decline. Organizers say that a drop in cases has already been seen, but encourage wearing repellent to further mitigate the risk of being bitten. The British Open Golf Tournament swings into action this week, and ready for it is defending champion Zach Johnson of the United States.
I love everything about it. I love the fact that everybody tees off on number one. What you see is what you get. The elements that are presented, they could change. They may stay consistent. the ball rolls. You got to hit a left, you got to hit a right, you got to hit a high, you got to hit a low. I love everything that it demands.
Also ready for Royal Troon is Alex Noren. He won the Scottish Open for his fifth European Tour victory. The Swede finished at 14 under par for a one-stroke win over Tyrell Hatton at Castle Stewart near Inverness.
Just being so happy it's over, because it was a tough leaderboard. A lot of guys, you know, 11, 12, 13 under, and it was just a... Not as cruising win at all.
Game room shoutouts this week go to Twitter followers Chelsea Cannell at Chelsea Cannell, Kelly Conley at Kelly WOWT. WOWT 6 News is your home for gold medal coverage in Omaha, Nebraska. And Golf Punk at GolfPunk04. Thanks to all who are following. And be sure to follow us in addition to VOAnews.com on Twitter at VOA Game Room, also on SoundCloud and YouTube. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on VOAnews.com.